Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Shadi, and this is Let's Talk About It All. I'd like to thank any and all callers who are on the line listening. You could have been anywhere, but you're here with us. So today is basically what we call Freestyle Wednesday, where we just talk about a multitude of stuff. There's no really set topics that we're going to discuss. We're just going to pretty much go from the top of the head and just discuss issues, because we do have plenty of issues that we need to discuss and see if we can find solutions to. I was speaking to someone today, and she mentioned something about divorce. If you're dating a person and the person is still married and you're uncomfortable with it, how do you work through that? One, do you just end the relationship basically because they refuse to get the divorce? Or you stay and you see what happens with the relationship. The individual that I was speaking to gave a pretty good point. The point was, in the event the person that you've been dating has to go to the hospital or something, and they need some medical attention. Now, you being pretty much the outsider, do you have any input if the husband or the wife shows up? No, you don't have any input. You end up, just being there with no input, and I'm sure it would be a shock to someone if you've been with the person for multiple years, say 5 to 10 years, and something happens and you have no say-so, the husband or the wife steps in and takes control. The other part is, Social Security. The person gets Social Security. And I'm gonna strive to work on saying, it was brought to my attention that I use that word a lot. Here it is again. So I'm really gonna work on striving to replace that with another word. It seems to come up, it comes up without me even being aware of it. It just flows out of my mouth. So I'm going to really work on coming up with an alternative word that can be used. If anyone is on the line right now, and, you know, if anyone's on the line and you would like to chime in on this topic, particular topic about the horse, we're open. All you have to do is press 1. If not, you know, we will continue the discussion. I'll give it a couple seconds, and then, you know, we'll continue going on with the discussion. I think for some people with the divorce thing, there are people who have children together, and I've been told that they've stayed in the marriage to make sure the children had coverage, you know, insurance coverage, or one of the individuals that are married happens to have better coverage than one of the other spouses, so they stay married for that reason. I would imagine if it didn't matter to either one of you, then it would be fine. However, if it does matter, then it creates a problem in the relationship. It would possibly stunt the growth of the relationship by one person refusing to get a divorce when you know that the other person is interested and you getting divorced. Right. So what do anyone think? If anyone's on the line, if not, we're gonna go into a song and we'll be back shortly. Okay. Welcome back. Again, I'd like to thank all the callers, whether you press to communicate or not. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen. As I said earlier, you could have been anywhere, but you're here with us. Next topic I would like to bring into, you know, to the conversation is basically young people with, well, older people too, but more so based on the younger people posting where they're located, posting a lot of negative type of actions, I want to say. I'm looking at, this was brought to my attention that a few individuals, rappers specifically, were murdered due to someone in their circle or someone that was with them posting their location. I want the young people to be aware of being mindful of posting every aspect of your life when it can become dangerous. It's one thing when you're posting to promote something. It's another thing when you just posting daily activities without acknowledging that it could be critical consequences. On the opposite side of that, I understand that you should be able to, you know, you should be able to post or go where you would like to go. Unfortunately, this is not a perfect world. There's a lot of people who have not, and they're making the have-gots the target. If you have something and basically if another person's hungry and you got a plate full of food, they want your food. If you have a pocket full of money and a person is broke, then they want your money. Sure, as I said earlier, in a perfect world, a person would work and get their own money. However, for some people, it's a lot easier to grab a gun and go after someone, you know, go after someone for them, what they have, what they've put the work in and put the dedication in and accumulated. It's unfortunate that there's a lot of members, there's members in our society, I'm not going to say a lot, there's members in our society, in our community, that drives on others. That basically, what I would call, you know, leeches, you know, being able to look for other people to see what they have to just take it from them and have no qualms about it. There's others in the society that don't use guns. They use your lack of knowledge, your lackadaisical moments, or your desire for something. And when I'm speaking about these type of individuals, I'm talking about people who scare, people who call your phone or put their information up. You call, they get your information, bank information or whatever, or get you to send some money to something, expecting to receive some money, and you lose. They take it from you. Unfortunately, we have these type of individuals in our society. I would also like to go, a step further. I would like to ask anyone, do you think, based on the taxes being taken from you, do you think when you receive income tax, do you think you get that amount of money back that you've put out? So I would lead to say that's part of another way of taking people money. How many people who've accumulated a decent amount of money get caught up with tax evasion? And if anybody can clarify the actual benefit of the IRS being created to actually monitor the money you make, the money you give back to the government, I would really like to hear that. I would really like to understand that. I think the society often becomes a portion of what the heads of the society present. And I personally believe that the taxes that are being taken from us, especially for us who are people of melanin skin, who are considered the so-called African American, who were disenfranchised in many different areas, I believe that we shouldn't have to, pay this. We shouldn't have to be held accountable for taxes. That's just my thought. It's just an observation that I came up with based on what's really going on around us. How, if everything else is unequal, why do the government wants to make sure we pay our fair share of taxes when the school system is not fair? When you go for a loan or to get a mortgage, that's not usually fair. So the purpose of paying your fair share of taxes is just my observation only. Another way to take from it, to keep you unbalanced. Do anyone have a comment? If not, we're going to go to a song and we'll be returning shortly.
Never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, it's you living. we all under attack.
Is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, filling they group, living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him.
On the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill. We gon' get you home. He like how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it. Didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in. Make him hate his black skin, I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pen show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pen show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me. Knowing prison dangers. Doing time with ISIS and killers and gang bangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pen show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pen show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. I'm your host, Sade. Thank you all for being on the line. And if you would like to participate in the conversation, just press 1. If not, sit back and listen to me. I have some, it sounds like someone's on the line. Is there anyone on the line? Okay. Don't appear to be anyone chiming in. I'd like to go to another topic. kind of similar, just a branch off of topic when I was speaking about young brothers murdering other brothers over what they have. To go a little step further, you have some who murder other brothers just, you know, just basically to get a name. Be able to say, you know, I took this person out, which is sad. I think, well, matter of fact, I think it's a coward that's willing to pull a gun rather than confront someone man to man. I don't personally think that it takes a lot of heart to jump in a car, ride by, see somebody, and and start busting off shots. I don't think it takes a lot of heart to have three individuals ambush, three or four individuals ambush one. Actually, where's the heart? How does that show heart when it's three of you with guns and a lot of times the other individual don't even have a gun in their hand? I think you young brothers got it twisted about the guns and what they really were used for. Guns are used for protection, not to make you a tough guy, not to, if you underweight, to make you big. If you don't like to work out for some reason or you can't fight for some reason, that becomes the weapon to make it seem like you can fight. Grant, I don't condone physical violence either. However, I'd rather see physical violence where a person get punched in the face, get an eye, get a black eye, get a busted nose, even get knocked out, compared to a person getting murdered and never being able to come back from that. That's my thoughts, that there's too many individuals, younger individuals that have gotten the wrong perception about gun use. And the use of guns. Having guns is not new to our community, personally. We've had guns. However, when I was growing up, you would have a gun just to protect yourself, to keep a multitude of people off of you. Not a gun for one person because you're afraid that this person may be physically bigger than you. This person may happen to be a little more athletic than you. This person may happen to be a better boxer than you, better wrestler than you. So you need the gun because you don't want to lose a fight or you don't want to get embarrassed. I think it's a travesty when you have individuals who use guns for that reason. They don't want to lose a fight, or they use guns to build a reputation. Do we have someone on the line? Do we have a caller?
Yes. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Yes. All right.
I agree.
Appreciate you chiming in. What would you like to elaborate on?
I just was listening to what you were saying, and I couldn't agree more. You know, it's not really much I could add to that. But, you know, it's a dangerous time we're living in, and, you know, we can't give up, though. We got to keep trying to keep the young guys in our prayers and try to help them any way we can. Because, you know, we could just say it's nothing we could do with them, but we can't, I'm not the type to give up on the young people. Like, I'm a coach. I try to teach them at a young age that, you know, the right way to go, but some of them get lost. And, you know, and to be honest with you, at one time I was lost, but now I'm on the right path. And if we just don't give up on them, I think we could all get through this together.
I totally agree with you, caller. That's one of the purposes of utilizing this show, so that we can all come together and talk about solutions, things that we can do. What you do being a coach, that's a solution. That's something that gives them an outlet so that they don't have to be getting caught up in some criminal activity. It also teaches them not to be selfish. They have to learn to work as a team. You know, there's a lot of individuals that are selfish. They don't know how to work with others. So I commend you for, you know, being a coach and letting these individuals learn that we're better together. I think that's something we don't say enough. We don't work towards enough, and we have to strive to work towards more. I'm like you. I can't see giving up on them. Giving up on them is not an option. We have to find a way to make them aware of what they're doing is hurting our community more so than helping our community. And they're hurting themselves, because ultimately, once they get caught, or if they get caught, they're going to jail, and in jail there's no guns. So what they're going to do then? They're going to have to end up, you know, facing someone head up anyway. So why not start that early, where it's, you know, the way it used to be, where it was a time where I recall times getting ready to get in a fight and pass my weapon off to fight, to knuckle up, pass the weapon off to knuckle up. Unfortunately, as you said, we live in a dangerous times now, and it seems that the younger people take guns as the way that they fight. That's their fight in there, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I don't want to put that on, or it's not the whole group, because there's some great young kids out there, some great guys that hang in the hood. You know, it's people got good hearts. But I just think, you know, it's just like a bad cop. One bad cop for the whole bunch. It don't matter how good the other cops is. If you let the bad cop do bad things and don't say anything about it, then you're a bad cop too. And if you're in the hood and you allow somebody that you close to do ignorant things, then you ignorant too. You have to be willing to say, yo, bro, this is the wrong thing to do. We got to do better. Like, I know it sounds silly and it's hard, because if you don't do it, somebody else will, but it got to start with somebody.
I definitely agree. That's what it would take. I think that's one of the things that's happening less, maybe. I think that to some degree, I want to say from the 90s up to now, it seems like the hierarchy, or during the times when I was coming up, there was individuals who would do exactly what you said. Come to individuals and say, look, yo, what you're doing, that ain't cool. You can't do that. Now, I don't know if that's happening enough, or if it's happening at all. What do you think? Do you think it's happening, or do you think it's, not happening enough? What do you think?
I'll be honest, I don't really know the answer to that. It's like I would hope that, you know, they care enough about each other to check them when they out of line. But, you know, I really don't know if that's happening. The only thing we could do as OGs or people that's been brought up in that is just try to keep on teaching and try to, you know, give it to one person. If we get one person, then maybe we'll get two, and maybe we get three. it's not going to be, in that same token, it's not going to be us that are going to stop this. It's going to be the young guys that stop this. And it's going to be them to say, yo, this enough is enough. You know, like, how many of my friends is out? You know, I would like to ask them, like, hey, man, y'all all standing next to each other. Which one don't you want to be here tomorrow? You know, like, which one don't you want to be here? Because if you keep living this life, eventually one of you guys is not going to be here anymore. And you know, hope that clicks a, you know, put a light switch on and that they willing to understand, like, you know, nothing worth taking somebody's life over. And when you take somebody's life, you're really taking two, because you're going to be gone and they're going to be gone. So it makes no sense.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I definitely couldn't have said it better. The way that you articulated that if you take one, you might as well be digging another grave for yourself. I took two. And the other side of that is that parents who have nothing to do with the lifestyle that some of the younger individuals are living have to suffer from their child being taken, because it's not a point where I would say that they're losing their child. Their child is being taken from them, being taken in a violent way, and now you as a parent, you have to strive to cope with not having a child in,
yeah,
over something, as you said, that wasn't even worth it, that wasn't even that serious, you know. I as far as, like, okay, somebody got you for a little money, somebody had sex with your girlfriend, you know, really, what is that serious? Either one of those things are that serious that you have to take a person's life?
Yeah.
I think we, you know, what do you think? Do you think, you know, that any of those things are that serious?
Definitely not. I mean, and the older you get, the more you understand that nothing's that serious. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's worth taking somebody's life. If somebody's not trying to take your life, then I don't see no reason. If somebody's not taking somebody you love, trying to harm somebody you love, or, you know, we gotta start thinking before we do. You know, we gotta, you know, and like you said, put down a gun and fight. I could tell you how many people that I done had fights with that I thought I hated when I was younger, and now I see them today, and we hug and we happy to see each other because we still here, you know, and that's what they not get.
Perfect. Those were perfect words. Those were perfect words. We have another caller on the line. Caller.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing? I was listening to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, I was listening to you and a caller calling. I'm sitting here. I'm like, y'all hitting on like valuable points, like the caller said about one bad, like one like. Everybody's not bad, but you know, you get that one person. Like, I was reading that even if you put some fruit, a rotten fruit, in a basket with a whole bunch of good fruit, the rotten fruit will spoil all the good fruit. And that's almost like how life is. That it, life itself is. You know what I mean? They sometimes, I heard, like, if you hanging with nine people who like negative, or nine broke people, or nine people who not about anything, you know, and you hanging with them, you know what it's about to be? It's about to be 10 people who negative, who ain't about nothing, you know what I mean? And the other thing I heard is what I heard the host saying, like it was, it almost made me, it's not funny, but it's just, it almost made me laugh because when you said earlier that you remember times when people was about to fight and that they would give somebody the weapon they had so they could fight. And I'm like, think how far we have came from that. Like, imagine that. Like, from my time in the streets, I have seen people give somebody brass knuckles, give somebody a knife, you know what I mean? Or give somebody a gun or something so they could actually fight with their hands. And it's not even, almost not even rational for nowadays the way the kids is nowadays, you know what I mean? Like, they, like, shoot first and think later. But it was just kind of, it was kind of strange even hearing you say, like, I remember them days when people would have a weapon and give it to somebody so they could fight with their hands, like, and I'm thinking, wow, we came a long way from those times, you know what I mean? And I really like the caller was saying, I don't, like, a lot of things I don't have the answer to, and I don't really know, like, how you get back there, or if it ever could get back to the times when people won't want to use guns to solve their problems. And the last thing I want to say is that you also said another thing that was positive. You remember times when even if you might have had a gun, or I might have had a gun, or the caller might have had a gun, it never really was for one person. I used to get parties and stuff when I took young ladies to it was exotic dancing to go dancing, and sometimes when I had to go out of town, like to Newark or Connecticut or somewhere, I would even carry a gun. But it was like you said earlier, that was like from protection, from for protection for yourself or the people who was with you. It was never like I'm just carrying this gun for, like, I'm just gunning for this one person. You know what I mean? It was always like, well, I got a lot of people's lives in my hands, so I might as well, like, take it for just for protection for everybody, you know. And
a last resort,
like I said,
like a last resort. That's the last, you know,
right?
I mean,
yeah, like a last
question.
Resort, like a last resort. And it's just crazy, like, how far we came, like, from that. You know, when you think about it, like, how far have we came from? You know, when you might have a stick or a rock, or you know what I mean, or something like that, and to now when it's like shoot first, you know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, now that I have two callers on the line, now none of us really has all the answers or the complete answer. However, us coming together to discuss it, and if we could get the younger people involved to discuss it with us, like the other caller said, if we get one of the young people to change their mindset, then we can use the reverse as having a positive spread, more positive than have the rotten apple contaminate the bunch. You know, we get a positive person who understands that, as the caller said, that the guns are a last resort, or as you said, for protection, to protect others. Somehow they've lost that understanding, or for the most part, I would say many of them never even knew that. They never even understood that part about having a gun. They always got the gun for different reasons. Now, I want to ask a question. Either one of you guys can answer it. Do you think the gangs have something to do with it, because when we were coming up, when being younger, I remember having crews, having, you know, block associations where you know, you was your block was a certain, you gave your block a certain name, or you ran with a clique. It wasn't a gang like the way they have it now. Like all over the country, there's like 2-3 gangs, and there's a hierarchy, and you have to listen to the hierarchy and things of that nature. Do you think that has something to do with the way that the mindset has shifted over the years? Either one of you can answer.
I'm sure. You know, the more people you put in anything, the more contaminated it becomes. Gangs were started because people wanted protection from other. So I hate to blame it on gangs, because you know, crews, when we were together, you know, some of the people I grew up with that we hung out together in so-called gangs or crews, you know, we get together, that's some of my best friends, and we get together and we have a great time and we socialize. I don't know if it's gangs. I blame it more on the generation of TikTok and Facebook. You know, if you get punched in the face now, the only ones that knew about it was the people that was dead. But now you get punched in the face, the whole world knows about it, you know? It's like you can't just, when you're taking an L now, you're not just taking an L to your block. You're taking an L to the whole world. You know, it's so congested. It's like everybody is the same now. Like, it used to be like, everybody had their different styles. Because everything is so right in front of their face, everybody got the same style. Everybody got the same mindset. And it's just, I think it's the mindset, the music, the, you know, I hate to blame it on the music, but you listen to this, some of this music, and it's like, you know, that's when I know I'm getting old, because I can't listen to it anymore. You know?
Can't listen to the stuff now. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you made some valid points. I have to agree that, yes, the gangs, there were cliques. And I think the reason that I said with gangs was because coming up, when you had cliques, you had to kind of earn your leadership. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you just wasn't placed to be the big homie because of whatever reason. You established a understanding based on who you was as an individual that, okay, look, this person we can trust. This person got our back. This person is loyal to us. This person gonna guide us in the right way. It with the gang, I think that part was lost. I think what happened with in some occasion that if you were the first one and you brought 15 people under you, and then those 15 brought another 150. Now you the big homie, and you're not equipped for that leadership, then are you going to be able to guide them individuals right? With like the caller said, like everybody want to be the same. It's like a clone. Like we're being cloned to be a certain mindset. So there's no individuality where you could say, okay, this individual, he's the troublemaker. This individual here, he's the tech person. This individual here, He's the fighter, this individual here. He's the leader, this individual here. He's the peacemaker. You had a multitude of different individuals all together, which made the group much stronger and much better. If you got everybody in the crew and everybody's a shooter, who's going to be the peacemaker? You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I'm thinking, that we have to work on striving to get it back to the individuality and get past, as you said, the social media deciding who we're going to be. We're watching people on social media doing certain things, and we call them influencers. They're influencing people. However, they're influencing people in a negative way. As you said, with the music, they're pumping this type of music, which tells you, yeah, look, go kill him, man. You know, I'm a killer. Go get your goons. Let's go roll on. It's nothing. We have to come up with alternatives with the music, with the social media, with all these avenues that are misleading our young people. We, as the elders or the OGs, have to come together and put things together, put other vehicles together to combat what we're facing. I think that will be one of the solutions, you know, but it has to be multiple factions, from the music to the media to what you're doing with the coaching, the outlet that we're using now. We just have to be more involved. We have to show them a better way.
I think that if you think back to the times when we was growing up, we were, it like your parents was always telling you, you know, or teaching you, or making you aware that you had to, like, you was always taught to use your brain. If you think about it, when we was growing up, no matter what came up, even when we came in with the 5% nation, we still was being taught to use our brain. You know what I mean? I think what it is, I don't really know too much about what the gangs are doing, but I just don't think that the young kids are being taught to use their brain. You know what I mean? Weed all day and let's take you know, mollies and pills and all that, and then let's go handle the ops or the enemies or whatever. It's like I just don't think they're being taught to use their mental enough. I ran into like a little situation like 2 weeks ago with some youngsters, and I could see the hate and the anger and all that in their eyes. I could see it in their eyes where the young generation, they just not thinking. I guarantee you that a lot of them that once they make decisions it's time for them to be held accountable for them, that they realize that they should have took 5 minutes to thought before they whatever pull the trigger or carjack somebody, home invasion, or pull the gun out, you know, whatever it was. I just think it's a lot with they not using a lot of their mental for the right things. That's what I think.
What do you think, caller? Do you agree with the caller?
I definitely agree. Yeah, I'm here. I definitely agree.
Yeah. So do I. I definitely agree with what you said. I would go a step further and say that they're moving on emotions. They're moving on emotions rather than logic. And I would say that a lot of that is due to the times of what they're envisioning, seeing, along with many of them are being raised in single parent and predominantly by women. I would gather that. I ran across, you know, working in the high school, I ran across one of the individuals told me, you know, he's a young individual. He said he don't like the thing. So you hit it right on the mark. They don't like to think. They don't want to think. They just react. So with that being said, how do we come up with a solution to combat that part? Go ahead, Carla.
Yeah, I don't think the solution is cut and dry, one simple thing. I think the solution is just to keep trying to strive and, you know, teach each one. I think the solution is not to give up. Keep striving to, you know, love them, you know, love them as you love your brother, your son, your nephew, treat them all the same, and let them know you're here for them. I think the answer don't lie in just one thing, or we can make one simple thing, and everything will come together. I think it didn't start overnight, so it's not going to end overnight. Just got to keep striving to be better every day. You know, and keep striving to teach one. I really think that a lot to do with recreation too. The more these young kids get into recreation and they all play sports together, because when we was young, we all played sports and we knew each other from this team. He played for that team, so it wasn't like we was total strangers. So a lot of times, it's like, You don't know who that, you know what I mean? Like, but you, oh, that's my man that I play baseball, you know what I mean? So it's just a simple mindset that we got to get these kids together to get to know each other, and maybe they find out they got more in common than they don't.
Okay, that's the end of our show. We have 1 minute left. Yes.
Let me say one thing. Yes. That was 100% right with the caller said, because you know I played baseball too, and it's people I know right now to this day that I've never even had a conversation with, but I know them from playing baseball, and I might see them and they hug you, shake your hand. It's like we really know each other, but all I know is when we was young, he might have played for Alexander's, or he might have played for Neighborhood House or the Braves. So we built a bond through sports. So they definitely need more recreation. I know so many people that I met, and people that I've never really had a conversation with, but I know that they played on the opposite team, and I would see them, you know what I mean, during games and through sports. You build a friendship, you know, without even having a friendship. I just wanted to add that in real quick.
Hey, I agree. I thank both of you callers for your input. Your input has been very productive, and look forward to picking up next week, elaborating more, coming up with more answers and more solutions. So with that, we'll go to a song, and like I said, it's been a pleasure having you call us, both of you. Look forward to having you again. Thank you for coming.
Peace.
Thank you for calling.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.